It's Tuesday night and time to talk Shadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
We are still in communication with a few schools, trying to see if there's an opportunity there to be able to make it work out where their open week's the same as our open week. There's also, you know, still an option for the spring. There's going to be some RMAC teams that are playing in the spring. Now it's really focusing on putting in that game plan, ironing out the few wrinkles that we have. And, you know, we've been practicing for a long time, so you got to also add some things in there that are fun to do, maybe some trick plays, those type of things.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Head Coach Jay Long on our Tuesday night Jay Long Show. Coach, welcome into the studio. Good to have you on what's been a rainy Tuesday, and hopefully that won't affect your guys' practices this week. We'll get into the prep for Adams. First, as we start the show, let's dive back into the game over the weekend on Saturday. Boy, you guys opened up with a great start on homecoming. 10-0 lead on CSU Pueblo. And looking at the stats again this morning, your defense held Pueblo to just 11 yards in that opening quarter. That's one that really stood out to me.
Yeah, and then also the time of possession was really well by our offense. You know, I thought that the first half we came out and executed our game plan just like we wanted them to. And when you look at Pueblo's games over the year, they've been playing everybody really close and really tight. And we knew that first half we needed to come out and execute the game plan and find ways to get first downs and get points on the scoreboard. And then also defensively, we needed to, you know, to shut down their run game and you know, no deep balls over top. And I thought that first half we came out and we played really well.
Coach, the second quarter, Pueblo touchdown with 9 seconds left. Right at the end of the quarter, it capped off an 85-yard drive, and it didn't take them very long, less than a minute. Kind of felt like to us that was a changing point in the game maybe a bit. What did you think at the end of the half there? Did you see it that way?
You know, I mean, it was really windy on the game on Saturday, and you know, Pueblo threw the ball up high, and the wind caught it, and our DB kind of got spun around. You know, but yeah, they did, you know, create, you know, a little momentum going into half. Going into halftime, you know, us coaching staff wise, you know, team wise, I thought that, you know, we were still, you know, focused in and you know, ready to come out. Like we talked about earlier, you know, we thought that was going to be part of the game plan. It was going to be, you know, a tight game. And you know, coming out in the third, the wind was really blowing hard from the west. So, you know, as a coach, you know, I thought that we were going to need the wind in the fourth quarter, you know, for a field goal or something like that, because wind was such a factor in the kicking game. And you know, so we came out after half and we with the wind in our face, and you know, it really backfired on us. We ended up having you know, really, it felt like about six bad plays. We had three bad plays on offense resulting in turnovers. Then they had a big run on offense that they scored on, and then we had a bad punt, and you know, that resulted in 28 points. And if you, you know, you just take those 28 points out, we're into a ball game in the fourth quarter. And you know, it was one of those things where it just didn't go our way for those six plays. And you know, part of it was execution, part of it was Pueblo making a play, and also, you know, a part where momentum just got rolling on their side and we couldn't stop it. And by the time we stopped it, it was too late.
It is amazing how so few six plays, as you say, can really swing a game, turn into 28 points, turn into momentum that changes things. And you pointed to the wind being a big factor, that the kickoff that was popped up in the air and fell and looked like maybe just some confusion on who to come and cover that. Jaden Cox sprinting up to try to get to it, and boy, that win really was a huge difference on Saturday.
You know, it really wasn't confusion. It's just when you pop that ball up in the wind like that, it just floats, and it was floating, and Jaden came running up, and you know, we had the ball just bounced funny, and they did it twice. The next time, Cole Thurness went and just came out of nowhere and ball player and got the pull-up ball. But yeah, the wind was a factor, you know, in the game. We knew it was going to be a factor. And you know, going into the wind, I guess Pueblo threw that one ball up high right before half that ended up floating, and our wide receivers able to make a play on it. But you know, it was hard scoring into the wind.
Yeah, Coach, the wind's really wreaking some havoc on special teams. Jaden running up, nearly able to recover that kickoff that went straight up in the air. That gave Pueblo a short field, and you had a guy who's made a lot of big plays all year, Bobby Peel, step in at the end of that drive and shut down what could have been a Pueblo scoring drive.
Yeah, I was really proud Pueblo had short short field position, and the defense went out. When we went out, they ended up throwing it, and Bobby Peel made a heck of a play on the ball, and ended up getting us the ball back, and really took away a spark that was given to Pueblo.
He really is special, isn't he? He just finds the ball, makes the plays, jumps routes. There's just something about the way he plays, and he is just a talented special corner.
Yeah, his story is very unique, and I'm really proud of him. He's came here and he brings maturity, to certain phases of our game, and then also he has that knack for the ball, and he really finds a way. And every week you and I seem to find a way to mention him because he constantly is a ball hawk and finds ways to get that ball.
Coach Jay Long on our Tuesday night Jay Long Show, and you alluded to the problems in the third quarter of that handful of plays, Jay, the interception that started it off for a touchdown, then try to get a nice big spark play over the middle at midfield to Chad Michelson that was intercepted as well. And it's tough to come back at that point against a team, the quality of Pueblo. They're just a good team, one of the best teams in the country, and with a 28-10 lead and those kind of win factors, it's tough at that point.
It's hard to come back on anybody when you have four turnovers in a game. And let alone a team like Pueblo that their defense is one of the best in the country, and I think that their offense, they brought their number zero quarterback back, and he had I thought that he was real solid coming back into the game, we've been for the past 2-3 days trying to figure out what happened in those six plays. They really changed the game, and ultimately it comes down to, like I said, it came down to execution. It came down to also Pueblo guys going and making a play, and when they had the opportunity, and then momentum hit us, and once we stopped that momentum, we went back into the game, and it was back to being a dogfight with things. But really disappointed in that third quarter, long story short, now it's a new week, and we need to move on and get things back going to the right direction.
Coach, you mentioned Zero Williams, the quarterback who played the entire game for Pueblo, and we always get the depth charts and stats, and you can watch film and really try to expect what you think is coming, but it surprised Sam and I that they played Williams the entire game. Looked like Kroll was kind of their guy to go, and did that catch you guys a little bit more by surprise, too, that he went the entire way and was effective as he was?
Not necessarily that they were going to put Zero in. We had heard earlier in the week that, obviously we got players on their team that our kids went to high school with, and they got kids on our team that they went to high school with, so you hear things. We'd heard that he was going to be back, but at the end, it just, we knew, you got to go, those are things you can't control. You just got to go control what your job is, and I thought that Zero did have a good game against us.
Let's look at the running backs. You had a really good performance out of Jaden Cox, his best game of his young career, running the ball and as a receiver out of the backfield, kind of forced into that action as your number one guy with Elijah Miles out with injury, and I thought he played a really good game.
Yeah, and I think when you look at highlights of the game, Jaden Cox was definitely a highlight of the team. He played very well, played like we know he can play, and the majority of this year he'd been in a backup role with Elijah. And Jaden's just, when he got his chance, he took it. And the team didn't miss a beat with him back there. In fact, I thought that we played really well with him back there. I think he rushed for right around 118 yards on average 6 yards a carry. And then he caught another about 50 yards. So he had about 160, 170 yards of all-purpose yards. And he played really well. And up front-wise, I thought that the O-line did a good job opening up some holes. We talked on keys of the game, about finding a consistent run game. The 6 yard average is definitely a consistent run game, I was really, like I said, proud of how he came out and adjusted.
You also got Joey Guile back on the defense. He was the leader in tackles with 11 stops, and that has got to be a huge sigh of relief and a big positive for you, because I remember a couple of weeks ago when we talked, it looked like Joey might have to miss the season with an injury, but he played well on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought he played really hard. When you look at our defense, we have really two packages where we have a four down front and we have a three down front. When the three down front comes in, Joey's our linebacker that replaces the D lineman, and Coach Sass, he's been running that front a lot more lately. And you know, Joey had a really big day. He's also like Jaden. He's the guy that's been in rotation. When you look on our depth chart, he'd be out number two. But he's truly playing like a starter and had 11 tackles. And he's a guy that we need to continue to lean on. He's does a great job. And his brother obviously was a great football player for us. We just love their family. And they, those guys are definitely Eagles.
Carrying on that great tradition of the Guile family here with CSC as we visit with Coach Long. And injuries in the game and the team health heading into a new week of practice. Jay, a couple guys went down on Saturday. Fill us in there. And it sounds like you might get some guys back as well.
I guess the first one was Noah got hit for targeting in the fourth quarter, and it gets reviewed by the NCAA, and it was upheld, so we won't have him the first half. The other one was Maka didn't finish the game. He is going to be day-to-day. Right now I'd be probably surprised if he does make the trip with us to Adams. Elijah is also, Miles is also on a day-to-day protocol. We'll know more tomorrow after he's been looked at and evaluated. The good news is that our COVID protocol players are starting to come back. I think there's five of them today that'll be cleared after today. So we'll be able to get a little bit more depth back in that secondary and also get some more depth back into our special teams. So that's good news with things.
Yeah, that's great. And with Noah being out just the first half on Saturday against Adams, Maka maybe not making the trip, that's two of that amazing trio of linebackers you got. Does that open up some more opportunity for Xavier Harrell, who really is coming along and looks like a playmaker in that linebacking core?
Xavier's had two really strong weeks also in games. And we talked about, our rotation in the secondary at the linebacking core. And Xavier's been one of those guys also that's really stepped up. 2 weeks ago, he was a guy that we talked about, having a above average game. And this past week, he also got some very, very quality reps. And he had one learning experience. And then the rest, he was really, really solid. And he's going to be a guy that, we will need to lean on, more this upcoming week.
He's a fun player to watch and a bright future for Xavier at that position. Coach, our weekly Hammer Award look at the special team success from the weekend. Who is going to get it this week and the nominees? What did you guys talk about with the team for the Hammer?
Hammer Award, it went to, it was either Cole Thurness and BJ Kennard were the two guys that were nominated by the team. BJ had a huge hit on kickoff. Cole had a huge spark play on a punt return, and then also he came up with a big play on our kickoff return where he came out of nowhere and got the ball and got us some good field position. BJ ended up getting to carry out the Hammer this week, so really proud of him for a freshman, getting valuable reps that he'll be able to use later.
Yeah, terrific. Good news. Congrats to BJ for that Hammer. Early preview at Adams State now, Coach, as we wrap up the show. You have the Grizzlies at Rec Stadium in Alamosa, and what do you know about this year's Grizz team?
They're a team that's been playing everybody really tough. Western State came down to the very end. Black Hill State ended up coming back in the fourth quarter and beating double overtime. South Dakota School Mines, we're in a close game early, then ended up getting some scores on them. Mesa ended up getting after them a little bit. So when you're looking at Adams, they're a team that is talented. They got some athletes on the football field, and we're right now putting together a game plan to go take advantage of some things, and we need to find ways to go and continue to score more points.
Okay, Coach, appreciate you coming in once again. Our Jay Long Show every Tuesday, fans, where we learn more and talk with head coach Jay Long of the Shadron State Eagles. Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks so much. Have a great week of practice. Hopefully the weather won't hamper you guys too much. Do you look at the forecast and get a little worried about that, or you got a plan in place ready to go to take that on too?
A little bit of both. There's a ton of decisions get made every single day as a football coach. Weather's definitely one of them, because we need to have quality practices, but we also bring those guys out right now in the rain and you get the sniffles, and with the also got to make sure that's a new factor we never thought in the past we didn't have to think about. We got to be smart, and we got to make sure that we keep our guys healthy.
Yeah, we wish you a good week of practice. Can't wait to get on the bus and head to Colorado and take on Adams State. Thanks again, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Go Eagles.
The
Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.